This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, February 12th. While commodities may be reacting to the wild action in the stock market, from the Allendale Trading Desk, here's Steve Georgie.
We did see yesterday's USDA supply and demand report showing a significant increase for beans as far as carryout. So 530 million, they increased bean carryout by 60 million bushel, most of that due to export sales. We've been telling you guys for a long time that that could end up changing. Finally seeing USDA do that, but might be the first of probably a couple adjustments that need to be made unless we get these exports to pick up. One of the other surprises on the USDA report was the decline for corn ending stocks. But yet, corn's still struggling to gain a lot of legs from here. There's a lot of corn out there. Even at 2.3 billion carryout, that's still a lot of corn. So we'll see how that all plays out here today.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down 7 1/4 at 449 and a quarter. March corn was down 3 3/4 at 362. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 530 to 544. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for February were down 9, ranging from 610.5 to 630.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for February were down 9.5, ranging from 718.5 to 733.5. Live cattle for February were up 75 cents at 126.50. March feeder cattle were down $1.05 at 146.75. And February class 3 milk was unchanged at 1347.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.